I'll begin by asking you to say your name.
Okay, Sean Bradley.
Okay, excellent. And the question that we've asked everybody is whether there's a personal memory or experience that is significant to you in some way regarding Thamesmead.
For me, working, building community networks and social groups for development. I'm an urban designer, so bringing people together in co-creation or co-design, it's been rewarding to actually come into a community that doesn't have a lot of social network, social structure existing, so no residents associations and things like that, and actually, you know, over a period of the last 2.5 years, help groups to emerge and to see social networks actually emerge. So we've helped the community design collective emerge. We helped create the nature forum. We helped create the youth eco development forum, all nature related, but these are social networks that are having lasting impact and starting to change the dynamic of interactions, mostly in South Thamesmead, but it's, for me, it's just been rewarding to see that change, and then people who are part of these networks flourish, gain experience and confidence, and start to become sort of community leaders on their own, and just see the beginnings of network and a sense of it's happening. I think there's been years of just negative sort of feelings that they've been told things are going to happen. I think that's finally passing. So I think we're at a pivot point where people are finally getting a sense that this is real. This is, you know, they're not going to disappear. Changes are coming, positive changes. And so I think we're really starting to build something. And being part of that has been my great experience.
Have you been able to participate in any of those social networks yourself?
Yes, I helped create and sort of chaired them to a point, and now sort of handing them over to the organization like Peabody, or help, they're becoming their own independent organizations. So like I was a founding member of the Nature Forum, but again, I'm stepping back now, and it's getting its own life. So yeah, I participated intensely in them to help create and found them, but now I'm being able to step back now, and so it doesn't depend on me and our organization. So on that point, I work for Groundwork, but I work very closely with Peabody.
And are there any particular moments in any of those where you've been setting up a network, like for example the Nature
Forum
group, the Nature Forum?
Mm-hmm.
Any particular moments where you've seen maybe somebody empowered or changed, or?
Well, like I said, I'll actually talk about the Community Design Collective, which is the other one. We've seen them start now their own cooperative, so they're actually becoming an official entity, let's say, that can receive funds. They've started some community gardens, and that they're controlling it, controlling their funds. It's just seeing community empowerment take place in real time. So this is, you know, you can't really ask for more.
Yeah.
What we could, you know, envision that, you know, Thamesmead will have a lot more in the future, and that this will build and build. But we went from nothing really to something. So it's
really interesting that you see Thamesmead in terms of a collection of social networks, and a lot of people today have described it in terms of, for example, landscape.
Mm-hmm.
But you think perhaps in terms of those social groups and communities.
Yeah, that's sort of the way my mind works, and just my specialty. Though I am an urban designer, I work on the social side of urban design. So I see how Thamesmead is fractured by the highways and roads, and that a lot of the modernist architecture actually separates people, because when you leave your house in some of these modern buildings that were built with good ideals, but there's 15 different ways you can leave your house from different deck ways, and that means that's 15 different ways you don't meet your neighbor. if you get channeled into one pathway, which most a lot of other neighborhood works like, it's like a river where the river branches connect into one main branch. If the way you leave your neighborhood towards your bus stop was like that, eventually you start to see other people's faces and you build facial recognition, and that's the glue to a community, is knowing people. You don't have to talk to them, they don't have to be your friends. You can get to friendship, that's great, but just facial recognition helps lower crime and it helps people make a sense of ownership appear. So the architecture is, and the way this place was created, and it's fighting against the community from day one. So we're trying to overpower the architecture with our own networks and with the internet and stuff, and we can to a degree, but it is through both physical intervention and this social networking that we can get through that. But it's we're working with on a difficult canvas, actually. So
is there anything you could do in Thamesmead that you couldn't do anywhere else? Is there any kind of unique opportunity here to create that space physically?
Institutionally, yes. It's interesting to work with an organization like Peabody, in that they're not just a construction company. They don't just come along and build some flats. They have their social aspect. They have their charity branch. They have their culture branch. So they're looking at communities holistically. And though people who've dealt with them, they've made mistakes, and people don't. Some people don't like Peabody or say that. I personally am quite impressed. And for me, this has been, compared to other places that I've worked with in other countries, in Canada and Brazil, where my experience lies mostly, I find them a very innovative organization that could be better, but this is interesting. And you don't have to go through multiple levels of government approvals to actually go and build some things. Sometimes it's just speaking to a few people at Peabody and things can get done. So it is unique in that aspect as well. So, yeah.